And of all of our units, this one's my favorite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the chair of the committee and planning division manager. Today's April 24th. It's approximately 10 a.m. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kilgour, Public Works Traffic.
Charles Pollard, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Bang, Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Tom Strong, Office of the Fire Marshal.
Dr. Giroux, Fire Marshal Office.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, sir. Item number one is Extension Time 19-03 and Amendment Conditions 19-03 to allow an extension of time for Subdivision 1603 for Tentative Track Map 20006. Maybe I got an extra zero in there. Not important. For the Rancho Palma specific plan and request to initiate City's Public Works Department Engineering Division to amend conditions of approval, eliminating the landscape maintenance district to be replaced with a community facilities district for the previously approved subdivision. The address or general location is north side of West Little League Drive and North Palm Avenue. The zone is the Rancho Palma specific plan, and the environmental determination is reviewed for exemption. We're just asking for, we'd like to move on the project to the Planning Commission for May.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, do you have anything for us?
No,
please.
Nothing to add.
Looking at
Abu?
No comments.
Robert?
My comments were given over to the planner of this project. I don't believe there's any differences or changes from the last one.
Okay, thank you. Robert?
Water and sewer main extensions are required, and I have standard requirements.
James, do you have anything?
No comments.
Thank you.
Tom?
Hector?
No comments.
Tracy?
No comments on the extension of time.
Okay. How about amendment to conditions?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Do you have anything to add, Chantal? Or
we nope, that's all.
Yeah. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission for the May meeting, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Item number two is extension of time number 1904. It's for the property located on the southwest corner of East Highland Avenue and the North Arden Avenue. It's a request to extend the time for previously approved subdivision 11-01, which was for tentative parcel map 19325 and conditional use permit 11-08. It was for the shopping center we formerly knew as the Home Depot site, Arden and Guthrie. I know Travis loves that reference to it. But anyway, our recommendation is to move this forward to the Planning Commission for consideration of the extension of time. Gary, do you have anything to add for us?
No, nothing there.
Mahmoud?
No comment.
Robert?
Just my conditions were given in
okay.
Since I could not find the original ones.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Robert?
It's an East Valley Water District's service area for water and sewer. But sewer capacity fees may be due.
Okay.
And I have standard requirements.
Thank you.
For you.
Okay. James, anything for us? Hector, Tom?
No comments.
Tracy?
No comment.
Thank you. We are expecting a revised site plan for this, and so it will come back, so we'll take a new look at it for circulation and the business they're going to put and so forth, but we're keeping the existing project alive for now, and then we'll take it from there. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes. Item number three is pre-application 1919 This is a request to allow the conversion of an existing industrial property into a facility for the manufacture, storage, and distribution of pallets, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of four parcels containing a total of approximately 3.17 acres. The project site is at 272 South I Street within the industrial light. These are just preliminary comments, so there is no environmental determination that's going to be determined upon submittal of the formal application. And if you have any questions, our recommendation is just to provide comments at this time.
Thank you. Is your applicant here?
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome. Gary, would you like to start us off, please? Just as an update for those others in the audience, we'll go through it. If there's conditions. We do have handouts. You know, your any written comments, and then we'll provide those to you afterwards, so you don't have to take a lot of notes of what they're saying. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. It's somewhat standard conditions. Again, you have a copy of what we're going to recommend. We're asking for paving or concrete to provide. And the site's a little confusing in that it's for assessor's parcels right now. We asked for a merger on that. And I'm assuming all of the sign company buildings are going to remain.
Correct.
After looking at it. And it goes all the way over to J Street.
Yes.
So it looks like quite a bit of grading is going to have to be done there. Obviously, grading permits.
Yes, we're going to go in. We'll just get up here.
Sure.
What our intentions are to do first is to just occupy the site as is, and then come back with the grading permit to expand onto the additional land after we go through the parcel merger and go through it with the compliance of what the city wants us to do.
Okay. But normally we don't allow... You're going to use it as a pallet yard for your facilities or for...
It's their facility, correct, yes.
So before it's actually utilized, we're going to ask for the grading plan and the slope and so forth be done per the conditions.
Okay, the grading plan?
Right.
Okay.
But again, if you have any questions,
sure.
Get back with us as well.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us? Public Works?
Yes, I did get the comments over to the planner. They'll be getting them to you. Please review them and let us know if you have any questions on them. Street improvements will be required for both I Street and J Street. Gary was starting to mention, we won't allow any type of TCO or COO for that parcel until you actually have the improvements done or in the process of being worked on. Your current business, that's going to remain. That can stay as is, but as you start doing the other portions of it, we need to have the off-sites, or at least a good portion of the off-sites, and or whatever they have requirements in the on-sites taken care of prior. So again, look through the conditions, have any questions. We can get a meeting if need be with the planner. It's a good idea to get all the divisions together so we can get everything taken care of at one time. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything to add?
Just standard requirements in the water department.
Thank you. James?
No, if you have a spring booth, are you going to have industrial wastewater leaving the facility? So what takes place in the spring booth?
We're going to remove the
No comment.
Thank you. It's my understanding that it's a sign company now, for operations.
Right.
And so they're going to convert it to the pallet yard. Hector?
So you're removing the spray booth, is that what I understood?
Correct.
Okay. And the warehouses, are we storing pallets interior?
They're going to be doing some more of a manufacturing assembly inside there, so it'll all be kept per code outdoors.
Okay, so no actual storage, just like building the pallets indoors?
Correct.
Correct, okay. Are current sprinklers in those buildings?
No.
No sprinklers? Okay. We have standard conditions for you, and we've also attached our pallet yard standard. If you have any questions, you'd want to contact Hector.
Thank you. Gracie, do you have anything for us?
We'll need you to submit a proposed location for your refuse enclosure. We're handing down our standard plan 508 8x15 refuse enclosure.
Great. Thank you, Gracie. Elizabeth, do you have anything to add?
I also have my comments put together, so I'm going to be handing the packet over to you.
Okay.
That'd be more additional.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Do you have any questions for any of the committee members? If you do have any in the future, you can work with Elizabeth, and she'll make those appropriate contacts for you.
Thank you.
There's no recommendation on this one, so we'll look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
Travis, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Thank you. Item number four today is pre-application 1920. This is a request to develop a gas station with four fueling islands and a convenience store approximately 2,200 square feet in size. It's a property just under a half an acre in size, located at the southeast corner of Rialto Avenue and Rancho Avenue. Property is zoned industrial light, which does permit this use, subject to a conditional use permit. Right now, we haven't made any environmental determination on it. Likely, if we pursue its infill, if it's to move forward. General comments that planning had, overall, the site is generally complies with everything. There's just a couple of key concerns that need to be addressed. Because this is in the industrial light zone, as I mentioned, there is a 10-foot setback on it.
Okay.
So the building would need to be pushed away. And there's some couple just questions on circulation needing to get some additional permissioning. Those are all provided in my comments.
Is the applicant here? Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were here. Thank you. Thank you, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. We do have standard conditions for this particular site. It's obviously kind of a busy intersection, so I'm sure Public Works will have some comments, too. But it looks like there was a prior, perhaps a gas station there now, that used to be there. It has that look to it with all the concrete.
It must have been there a long time ago. Our title search that we've gone back on took us all the way back to the late 60s. So if it was prior to the late 60s, you may be correct. I do know there are concrete slabs out there,
right.
But as far as our title search went back, it did not identify any operating.
Because our biggest question was, there's no evidence of tanks underground still there if there was a gas station.
You are correct. We've done a complete environmental on the site. There are no existing tanks and have not been since, I believe, it was the early 70s.
Okay, so you already did a phase one?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes.
All right. So, again, it's fairly tight. You'll ask for a WQMP when you submit the entitlement process. That's listed in there.
A preliminary?
Right. Other than that, if you have any questions?
I do have one question relative to,
yes.
Well, excuse me, I've got three questions. Mr. Martin just mentioned a setback requirement for the building.
Yes.
Is a variance mechanism available should we opt to go that route for the setback on the building?
I would say, it's always something we can explore. What I would suggest first is, we do have that concern coming from planning specifically. Let's take a look at all of the other comments first from everyone so we can kind of assess what the whole scope of the situation is, and then we can look at the mechanism.
I think part of that comes from, I believe there may be a right-of-way dedication required,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to, is that what it was?
That's one of the other concerns.
It might move the property lines in, and so we'll have to make those adjustments, and so that's part of the looking at the site plan and see how you can configure it. It's the location and a tight site, so we're going to be need to demonstrate, kind of the circulation in and around. Fire department's going to want to have access, around through there. We had some questions, from the planning standpoint, as to whether or not that circulation needs to be clear to the sky, or if going under the canopies are okay.
It does appear that works. I did discuss that with fire. It looks like we have 18 clear on the canopy.
Okay.
So there's just
a few things like that, not saying that our suggestions are what you have to do kind of thing. We're just kind of thinking we're not here to design the project for you. You may find a better solution that works for you, and that's okay. We just wanted to point out some items that needed to be addressed. And like I said, with those dedications being required on, squeezing in from both sides, it may cause you to kind of rethink a couple of things. But that's really what we're looking at. And so before we discuss whether or not a variance is a mechanism or not, there may be design alternatives that
prevent that. I would like to look at this again, at the scope of everyone's comments, just to see, like Oliver said, if there's any, possibly some things get reconfigured, and then we can determine what's the scope if we do have to explore a deviation of any kind, you know, what we might be able to work with.
Does it identify in the comments who generated the comments for the right-of-way dedication? The reason I ask that question is our development staff did did substantial research here at the city, and this project was put together based on comments received from the Public Works Department indicating no dedication of right-of-way was required at all.
That would be me, and no one has talked to me at this point on that location. These are both major arterial streets, which requires to have a center line to property line at 50 feet. Currently, you're at 44 feet, so I'll be asking for dedication on those. No, I have not spoken to anybody on this site yet, so I'm not sure who they would have spoken to.
We'll clearly identify for you who we spoke to.
Okay.
Thank
you. Mahmoud, do you have anything?
Or did you have another question you said? You have three there. Is that two?
Three.
You want to use it now or you want to use it later? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's do a very simple. In the comments, will it identify the procedure to generate and commence on the traffic study?
Yes, we do actually have this morning. I did get the revised scoping form that was sent in. I provided that to Public Works and we just got the signed copy.
It's already signed, so we just need to wait for the report. Once we get that, we'll review it on the team.
A copy of the signed form is actually part of my comment packet to provide. So we are ready on that.
And just a confirmation is the last item that the city of San Bernardino does not have its own fire department, still going through the county.
We are the fire department for the city.
Thank you.
Robert?
Mahmoud, were you okay?
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
Robert? I'm going to put a whole bunch more salt on your wound then, because other than the right-of-way that we need to obtain, you showed that it says 44 and 44. I'm doing a simple research, says 40 feet on Rialto. Ultimately, from centerline over, we need 50 feet. So however it takes to get to the 50 feet there, same thing with Rancho. The corner, since it is going to be improved, the whole area, we're looking at the corner being at a 35-foot radius. Right now, I think you're sitting at a 20-foot radius or 25-foot radius. So that means that'll have to be widened, which more than likely means that the signals have to be relocated. The streets are in poor condition, so you'll be looking at doing streets along with making any and all the sidewalk or ADA ramps being compliant with those portions. I do believe I have one street light on there. Again, this is a preliminary action. Please go through all the comments that are on here. Once you have all your questions together and you want to sit with a lot of us, work with your planner. The planner then will get everybody together and we can answer all the questions. And are there waivers available through Public Works? There's always going to be availability of talking through some of these items, either by doing it this way, there's another process, and I can't remember the name of it right now, or seeing what all we can do with it. So we can work with you, but again, I'm showing off of what the municipal code is requiring us to give for everybody, and that's where these comments will come from. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for water for us, please?
Standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
Will there, on the convenience store, will there be any cooking conducted on site?
Pre-packaged.
We have a car wash or any type of maintenance going on? Thank you.
Thank you, James. Hector, Tom, anything?
We have standard conditions for the building itself. The canopy will be a separate submittal, and the underground storage tanks will be submitted to CUPA for the review and their approval.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes. We'll need you to relocate the refuse enclosure, basically turn the orientation. Right now, the door is open to the east toward the parking stalls. We just need it turned so that the door is open to the north. And I've handed down our standard 508.
Thank you, Gracie.
Which is 8 by 15, which it looks a little bit smaller than 8 by 15. So we need our standard and then turn the enclosure, the orientation of it.
Just for a clarification, you want the gates facing the public view, facing Rialto?
Yes, the doors will open to the north facing Rialto. I've already discussed it with Travis.
Thank you. Travis, do you have anything to add there for us?
No, all of my other comments are in my packet that we provided.
Thank you. Did you have any other questions?
Let's go back to trash enclosure. Is there a specific reason why you want the gates visible from the public right of way?
Right now, the gates are opening toward the parking stall. And so we want them turned so that they're not facing the parking stalls.
I don't think it's a matter of we want the doors facing the street. I think we don't want, so if it looks like that's an ADA path there that's next to, so you open and.
I would say we want them accessible to the drive aisle,
right,
and not
facing a parking,
not impacting an adjacent parking stall.
Right.
The fact that they would be rotated to face a right of way is just a result of that, but that's not the driver. On a comment.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay. So if there's a car parked there.
Well, there is no car parked there. That is a hatched out area specifically to allow the refuge company to pull out the bin, not interfere with any parked vehicles, and pull the bin out.
I would say based off the dimensioning that's on it, it's fairly tight. If you have gates open, and you're trying to get a bin out of there, and there happens to be a car in the stall that's, you know, the 10 or so feet over, it's a very, very tight movement.
I think it's only 8 feet.
Yeah, about 8 or 9. It looks about the same width as one of the stalls. If there does happen to be one parked in that first stall, is it with the size of the gates, and they would actually have to be the larger gates, because I know we only do the 2, not the 4.
Correct.
And then trying to maneuver a bin in there, it's a very, very tight squeeze getting that all around, and that is a concern.
Yes. So we could look at that, and again, as we look at some of the other design related matters, you know, there may be an alternative to that as well. Any other questions? Anyone else? We good? There's no action required for this one, so we look forward to our continued work with you, and we look forward to seeing your formal application. Thank you. Travis, would you mind introducing item number 5 for us, please? It's for Michael. Michael's
yes.
Out playing right now.
On behalf of one of our other planners today. The next item is a request to develop a truck parking and storage facility on approximately 3/4 acre, located at 781 East Santa Fe Street. Again, as with the previous items, this is pre-application, so no environmental determination has been made. We do have comments that have been prepared by the case planner, who is unfortunately out today, to be provided to the applicant.
Okay.
Beyond that, I have no additional notes today.
Is the applicant here for this one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Welcome. Did you have those comments for your previous?
Yes, I have a full packet to provide.
Elizabeth, would you mind?
Thank you.
Okay. Gary, would you like to start us sort of soft, please?
It looked like when we looked at this on the field, it looks like you do have some things parked on here, maybe using the adjoining parcel to the west. Is that owned by you too?
No, we own only that one.
It looked like there was like a driveway between the two parcels, or dirt
yeah,
access.
Yeah, no, when we bought it, the guy said no fence. So when we bought it, well, that's that way. So look like it's a big one. It's just our side.
All right. So that was one of my questions. We require for this kind of use, we require some sort of paving, either AC or concrete paving.
Yeah, we're gonna do asphalt.
Okay, which is fine.
It's the only one apart for the bobtail tractor.
Okay. And then the rest of those conditions are fairly standard. WQMP is required. You don't have an anchor, so you're not gonna have to do a SWIP.
Okay.
And if you have any questions,
okay,
give us a call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
No traffic analysis required. However, we would like to look at the truck template coming in from the major street all the way to the site, how they turn and getting into the driveway.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, any more sunshine to spread?
This one's not as hard.
Okay.
Curb gutter, sidewalk, driveway approach. I know there's nothing out there at this point, but it looks like there's several other pieces that might be coming in and doing improvements. And we don't want to piecemeal. We don't want to have areas that didn't get done when those get done, so we're trying to get a little bit as we can. So curb gutter sidewalk, it's asphalt. There's really not much more out there, but like Mamu was mentioning, you're planning on bringing in some truck and trailers into your area. We just want to make sure that it's safe to get to your location, coming from either Mill Street or Orange Show Road. Just the turns going from those locations getting to your location to make sure everything's going to be safe. When I drove it out there, there were some areas that were in question about making those turns. It is a currently residential, and for sure it's zoned differently at this point. Mike's not here, so you'll be able to tell me yes or no to that. But those are those things that we have on it. Again, go through them, read them. If you have any questions, you can ask the planner. We can get everybody together, and we can have a meeting if need be to answer any of the questions you have.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything for us from water, please?
Yes. There's no sewer main in Santa Fe Street, so if you want to be served by the water department, you need to do a sewer main extension. Otherwise, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. James, do you have anything for us, please?
I have no comments at this time.
Thank you. Hector, Tom?
We don't have any formal submittal online yet. Here's the information on how to submit online the application. Give better review and comments on access and the other accounts needed.
Okay. Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
We need you to submit a proposed location for our standard 8x15 refuse enclosure, and I've handed the details down for you.
Thank you, Gracie. Do you have any questions?
No.
So I will have Michael contact you tomorrow as a follow-up, and then we can kind of take it from there.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing your formal application.
No, what's up?
There's no action required on that one. We could. Is the applicant here for item number 6 for the property at 157? Is that you, Ed?
We're here.
Oh boy. Okay. So item number 6 is pre-application 19-22. It's for the property located at 157 North Rancho Avenue. It's located within the industrial heavy zone. The request is to allow the operation of a truck and trailer parking facility on a site that contains approximately 13.28 acres. Ooh, it's this one. Okay. So Mike's the project planner on this, so he'll get back to you tomorrow, Ed, on the particulars from any of the planning comments under the pre-app. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. That's quite a facility you have out there. So hopefully you won't eliminate the block quickly, and I'll be able to buy a block there for a while.
Better hurry.
It'll be on sale.
Yeah, it's on sale.
Okay. It will be.
Yellow tag on certain blocks, so it's half off. Anyway, it is quite a large site. Obviously, we're going to require SWIP, WQMP, major demo plans for some of the facilities. Other than that, it's still the paved parking lot type of issue that we normally do, and I'm sure it's pretty familiar with the conditions normally. Do you have any other questions? Oops.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Yes, truck is coping as needed. Definitely, it looks like you will have to do a traffic analysis for the site. And this the guidelines and the form in the back.
Thank you, Mamalu. Okay, Sunshine, Robert?
A lot of conditions. Go through them, look at them. Dedication on both Rancho, Rialto. Got to find out what's going on with Bellevue, because it looks like it's been vacated. Right now, there's an existing street out there. There's some holes that will need to be underground and a bunch of work. Curb gutter sidewalk on Rialto Avenue. Depending on what's going to happen on Rancho Avenue, we may have a relocation of the curb that's out there with new sidewalk. I think that's about it.
So you're thinking about the curb line on Rancho might need to go back?
Currently, from what I gather, and again, this is just off a simple search, I'm showing it as being at 33 feet from centerline. Rancho is a major arterial, so it'll need 50 feet from centerline. Now, if you have documentation that states it's otherwise, it's fine. I just need 50 feet from centerline to the property line. Again, go through it, preliminary action. Have any questions, gather us all together, and we'll be happy to sit down and try to answer as much as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from water?
Yeah, there's a water main in Bellevue Street, and you either need to establish an easement for it or relocate it. And I just have standard requirements.
Thank you.
Would that, when they vacated it, wouldn't they have reserved an easement for you?
I didn't see evidence of a easement, but that record might be missing from water department records. So if you do have that, you can forward it to us.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us, please?
This is just for parking the trucks and trailers, no service, no washing.
No?
Thank you.
Hector, Tom, anything for us?
We don't have the electronic submittal on this, so we'll need the electronic plan submittal to verify what we need for access points. Any buildings going up, requirements for our fire flow and hydrants also.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us?
Nice trash.
Yeah. Wherever you want.
It's going to be tight. I don't know. Can we reduce the size of it? Maybe a small little can?
Plenty of room. Yeah, the proposed location's fine, and you know our standard. I handed it down to you.
It just looks small on that big drawing.
It does.
It's very tiny.
And did you have any other any questions at all for us, Ed?
So the use is fine.
Well, thank you.
What application am I doing?
It's a budding. It's all residential. Industrial.
It's residential next to it?
Yes.
It's residential uses, but I believe they're all industrial
zones. Right. So it would be a DP.
DPD.
DPD?
Yeah.
And that'll be on our, it'll on there when it gets back.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know.
Yeah, Mike can confirm that with you, but if it's a budding industrial zoned properties, which I believe that area is, then it would be a DPD.
Okay, and then the CEQA document?
Well, we all need to do an initial study. Do you have some? Is Lilburn doing that for you or someone else?
I'll recommend someone like Lilburn.
Okay.
So just a standard initial study. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Make that.
I think really the big things are Robert. It's always, herbs.
That's why we call him Sunshine.
He's like the Grim Reaper.
Now. I like Sunshine better.
The only problem with the council is just to put on their medicine.
I know. So the parent will look at it. It's a standard to underground, but if they're over a certain KVAs, you don't have to do it. There's certain things that you do.
The ones I was looking at were the ones that are going directly into your parcel.
You mean the ones going to the vacated street?
There's one on Rancho. The ones on the vacated street, I don't know what the KV is on those. I do have a question. I may have to get onto your parcel or the parcel next door to find out what those meter numbers are, because I got to make sure that they're not getting charged to the city for those streetlights that are on them. We had a similar situation a couple times ago. So if so, then if you want to keep them or if the future wants to keep those portions, we just got to switch the name order from the city over to the whatever company is going to be using. But if it's already there, then it's done. I just need to verify those streetlights and who's paying for the streetlights right now. If it is less than 33K, then yeah, they'll need to be up underground. Now, the question with that, just so you were on Ed's portion of it, it's not a city street anymore. It's a vacated street. So that one might be questionable if it's going to be something that we can require on Bellevue. I think we both have to do our homework on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I think that one's, I think like I think it vacated the reserve for the various utilities.
Yeah, I mean, did you say for the process of undergrounding? I don't think I had to look through it to see if there's a requirement that, that would require you to underground it because it's not a public
not
road.
Frontage, yeah.
So I have to do a little bit of research on that one.
Yes, you just did.
Took your wallet. For processing fees. You ask too many questions, and it's going to cost you.
No, we do charge by the hour.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have any questions? Planning process, I think it's for something like this, it's been taking 8 months.
It shouldn't take that long. I mean, it really depends on the completion of the CEQA document.
Yeah.
We'll need to circulate that for public review, and then you'll need to battle with the guy that we're here on the end here for a bit with your offsites and things. Bit. I mean, it comes to DERC, it's not a planning commission item, so you're looking probably at least 3 months after you submit your CEQA document. So that's really the key. So what I would do is work with Mike when he gets back, and then he'll schedule a meeting if you need to follow up with Robert or Gary, whoever, so we can finalize the site plan so that that CEQA document could be submitted, started pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't do any good to submit your application without that in hand. Or you can if it's like a week or two, you know, following kind of a thing. But that's really the key.
And we know, you know, that specific refrigeration, I think it took her 4 months.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Right. So once we get it, it's about a two to three month process. Once we have that done.
Great.
So there's no action required on this one. So we look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce the next item? Is your applicant here?
No, I don't believe they're here, actually. Are we able to provide just comments? This is for a planning commission item.
We can do that. Is there anyone that has specific comments on this one? Robert?
Yes. The sewer main that goes through the center of the property, we need to make sure that there's an easement. There probably is, but we need to confirm there's an easement for that. Then there will be no problem serving the sewer. But for water, it's in between two pressure zones. The three units on Marvin Drive will likely have very low pressure, probably 40 psi. So it's a challenge with respect to serving it for water and possibly for very poor fire flow. So the applicant needs to be aware that it's a challenge with respect to serving it for water.
Okay.
And I just have standard requirements.
Okay.
Where does the sewer line go?
It goes right down the center of the property, north south.
So it goes from Meridian to Marvin or from?
It's actually a sort of T-shaped. Water goes from this manhole down to here and from this manhole to here, and then it goes eastward into Marvin Drive.
Also, there's a PUE behind all the parcels? Well, except for going through this parcel.
We're not sure what's there. I couldn't find an easement for this, but it goes right down the center of the property.
Wow. So if there isn't one, you'd like to have one attached?
Exactly. We need to have something. So we can
north south
maintain it.
And also tees off to Marvin?
It tees off to Marvin, that's correct. Right here.
Across the front.
The south edge.
Southern line.
Not uncommon to see that with sewer lines. We don't allow it with water, but for sewer, it does happen.
So those existing houses that are north of here, they have like an alley easement or sewer easement?
I don't think there's an alley there, but
there's no alley.
They're being served off the sewer main.
Okay. Interesting. Right.
It's existing.
It's something new every day.
So careful when they put those block walls right over the top of that sewer line.
Yeah.
We just put a notch in it.
Just pour it through.
Pour it as part of the footing.
There you go.
You're going to encase it in the footing.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Anyone else?
Star Visions.
Rare one. I see we did. So with that, unless anyone has any concerns, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please. Is this for May?
This would be for May 14th. That is correct.
During the process of education, the person's doing the process, students have to work out the sewer question. We will.
I provided the grading plans. I'm not sure if within the preliminary grading plans they notated the sewer.
So if you will work with Gary and the applicant to resolve the FF before we take it.
The water department.
Right. We'll need that resolved before we go.
Okay.
So, but in any event, I'll entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission. Pending resolve. Gary and I have done that. Okay. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. It's 10:42. Okay, thank you.
This is my